Hi guys, good afternoon, morning, evening, whatever it is in the city you're in. How are you doing? I hope you had a good week. Anyways, my name is Ozioma. You're welcome once again to my podcast. Today, we'll be continuing on the grad school series, episode 2, and today we'll be talking about grad school time management and managing productivity even through like the pandemic. Again, I'm not sure what the topic of this is going to be, but you will see by the time it's being posted. And joining me on today's episode are two amazing people, guys. Like these people, like I remember that when I first met the first person or one of the people, I was slightly very intimidated because I'm like, Omo, inside the same school. And then the second person, one time he was answering a question in class and I'm like, yo, am I here to play? Anyways, introducing Ella and Loremeta. Oh, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So that this is not becoming too awkward, we'll just go right into it. Ella, do you want to tell us about yourself?
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Emanuela Duke. I'm from Nigeria. I'm a data scientist. I can say it to my full chest now. And basically, I believe in purpose. I believe in excellence. I believe in living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Yeah, that's me.
Wow, wow, wow. A very, very humble introduction. Lovely to meet you again, Ella. And yes, I miss you. Loremeta, please introduce yourself.
It's always hard going after Ella because I'm wondering what I believe. Yeah, but I'm Isaac Loremeta. I'm from Kenya, so coming to you from my cold house right now. Graduated recently from CME also, data scientist too. And I'm excited to be here doing this for the first time and looking forward to a great talk ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. So how has it been like after CMU? Like, I know Loremeta graduated in December and Ella just graduated in May. How's it been like, you know, life after CMU?
Oh, okay, I can go first.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy, thank you for having me. Oh my God, I need to get used to these things. So yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to be here. No, honestly, I couldn't have seen you guys, like, you people now collecting your 250 times salary. I couldn't have paid you guys, but anyways.
Amen.
What a privilege.
Yeah. All right. So after CMU has just been, you know, finding my own like new schedule, finding my own ways to be productive and just like catching up on, you know, learnings, building more skills as I wait for like my job that's coming up soon. So yeah, I guess I'm just resting, honestly, and, you know, finding my center again. What am I about? What is life? Asking these questions. But then, yeah, I guess so far so good. Spending time with friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet. How about you, Loremeta? How's it been like? And how's Nairobi? How's the COVID situation over there?
Nairobi is just vibes as usual. We're just treating COVID like does not exist. So just having fun, doing things as usual. But it's been great to be back. Yeah, they are open with a curfew. Like you have to leave at a certain time at around 9 p.m. But that never happens. You can go till morning still. Because this is Nairobi. It's very different from what we know in Kigali, where rules are to be followed. Here there are more of suggestions.
Yeah, honestly, it's the same in Lagos. Like, hey, I remember when I came, I was wearing my mask, everything. Now, God, I don't know what I've become. So it's hard.
In Nairobi, if you're wearing your mask full time, you look like you're weird or you're wrong. So you just get used to it.
Okay, all right, lovely to hear about all of that. So let's just dive straight into the topic. So how did you both navigate the hurdles of grad school? So like I was saying earlier, guys, people listening, honestly, not because like I just wanted to hype like both of them. Manuela and Loremeta are one of the two of the most effective people that I've known Oh my God. Yeah, this is the part where I embarrass myself on my village. But I apart from like school, I also lived with Emanuela for what I think about a year, was it? And like, I remember that there'll be times when like, you know, I wake up and I see like Ella's already like, she's had a bath, she's seated at a table. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, without fail, it was really inspiring to watch. And I know that CME is very tasking. And for those people who don't know, CME is like hell. Okay, not hell, but it's hard. Yeah, that's it. It's really hard. So I'd like to know you both. How were you able to navigate the hurdles of grad school so effectively? You know, so it's one thing to literally just survive CMU and yeah, sleeping in school and all of that, but I didn't see that like with you. I mean, Loretta's shirt was always, almost always ironed. I think it was always ironed. Like, whoever has time for that. So do you want to share both of you how you navigated the hurdles of grad school and how you did it so effectively? We can start with you, Isaac.
So also like thinking about effectiveness, I think you hype it a lot. Because when I look back, I'd be like, Ella was up there. I remember sometime in the first semester we were doing some group work with Ella in the basis class. And we were like, yeah. Let's meet at 6:30. Ella says she has to go home by 5:30 every single day. And I was like, oh, I want to be like her when I grow up and see you. For me it was more of, I just think it's how I deal with life. I do a lot of routine in my life. So mm-hmm. if it's going to sleep at the same time, I used to sleep at around 11, wake up at 6. So doing the same thing the same day, each and every day, I think that would really get me into motion. Mm-hmm. And making a lot of time to, like, my idea was the 8 to 5 that we have, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the time where you can fit in everything you need to do.
Yeah.
So I went with that idea and I just find myself fitting in everything I needed to do and making time, like I like making time for unwinding and having fun. So that's mm-hmm. why I would not push myself to the extent of sleeping in school or leaving at 11.
Yeah.
So I like having mm-hmm. time to have fun. Especially weekends, I'd make a point to free up my weekends, go out, go have fun, spend time with friends. So it's me to really do what I have to do when I have to do it and leave time for unwinding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, like, resonates with me so much. I'd say plan, like, I plan to the T, like, I plan everything. I think it's Ozzy that taught me to be a little bit like spontaneous, where she would just like get up and say we should go somewhere, you know, but I'm like, I'm a planner. I plan everything. So I think that really helped me, like planning my assignments. Okay, this week, what do I need to get done? And then from that, using that list to decide what I need to get done every single day. Then I think something else that helped me just navigate, you know, grad school was getting help. Honestly, getting help as soon as I needed it. Like, there's no shame in getting help. And so like using the people around you, you know, your friends, TAs, all of that, like will really help you get through grad school. And I guess the last thing was, you know, knowing that my work speaks for me. So like beyond just doing an assignment, is somebody's going to see this and your name is on it. I know it sounds deep, but I'm deep like that. Like when you hand in an assignment, somebody's seeing that and your name is on it and your work speaks for you. People, like human beings, are generally biased. And we decide like what we think of someone based on their work, right? So if I've done this assignment, I don't want it to be sloppy. I don't want to do half-ass work because somebody will judge me by that. And, you know, so yeah, so knowing that that was important to me, you know, made me make sure that I give my best and I plan and, you know, whatever it is, I make sure that I'm doing the work effectively. And that requires planning. If you do last minute assignments, many times it won't be as good as if you actually planned to do the assignment. So, you know, so yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that first of all, Larimeta, you know how you were saying you would think that Ella was the, I don't know, the superstar of the class. That's how like people look at you as well. And they're like, Loretta was the superstar of the class. I'm just here, like, I'm not sure anybody thinks of me like that. But anyways,
That's oh, not Ozzy, you're a superstar. You're a star girl.
Don't worry. That's not the point of this. But yeah, you guys have said it all. But one thing I would want to corroborate what Lorimeta said about prioritizing like your fun time, your you time. Because like, you know, at a point in CME, I felt like I started to inherit people's pressure. That's why I feel like I did better after when the lockdown happened, because, you know, I wasn't, because there was a day I was going home by 6:30. It was only me and Kofi in the bus. And I'm like, I'm getting down. What is going on? Like, it's impossible for me to be the only one going home. Like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, I started to feel so much pressure that wasn't mine, you know. And I would say that in the first semester, I didn't really find enough time to rest, you know, or like do the things that I really wanted to do. So I really like that point that you made, Lerometa, around you know, prioritizing fun. I know you guys like almost had parties like every other weekend. You can, young people, you guys were the real ballers. But yeah,
We loved partying, and that's a big part of it. So you finish all your work by Friday so that you can party over the weekend.
Yeah, what motivation? Honestly, like, and it's a valid one, because man, life is really short. You don't want to like look back and all you did in the CME is just like assignments and assignments. And then I also wanted to corroborate what Ella said about getting help. I remember my first DIAML assignment. You know the funny thing? That thing wasn't hard. Like, it actually was the simplest thing ever. Like, looking back now, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually spent 2 weeks literally just killing myself. And I remember that it was due on the Monday, and I got to school 9 a.m. on a Sunday, and I was there till like 7 p.m. And I think I was on one question for like 5 hours. Like, how silly, and how silly. You know, I remember that I eventually went to meet Julius, you know, out of frustration, like, oh, please help me. And he's like, oh, you say you've been working on this for 5 hours. And like, yeah, and he's like, but if you don't know it, you don't know it. Like, if it's not your head, it's not your head. No, I felt so silly, like, oh, that's true. Like, if it's not in my head, even if I stay from now till tomorrow, it is not in the head. So it's very important to like seek help, know when to like stop already and just get help. Anyways, thanks guys. So the next question is very similar to this. Were there specific like time management skills that helped you through the journey? I know Ella spoke about having a to-do list, and I know Lerometa mentioned like keeping or maintaining like a consistent routine, but are there like special or, you know, specific time management skills that we probably haven't touched on that helped you through the journey?
Yeah, I mean, like for me, I think like even right from undergrad, I realized that listening in class is a time management skill. So what do I mean? So you see, sometimes you can stay through an entire class, not understand anything, and then leave and then have to do all that work again. And it's like, you weren't listening in class, but if you listened, like you would understand at least the fundamentals of that concept so that you are able to now build on that after class. So I realized, hey, Charlie, in order to save my time, let me start listening in class, get the one I can get, ask questions so that the work I have to do outside class isn't so much, and hence I am, you know, saving time, I'm managing my time better. So I think that's, you know, something that has definitely, like, that's a tip that I guess so many people don't know, but has really like helped me. And I guess starting work early, Charlie, even if it's just reading the question that day, you know, our minds are so powerful, our brains are powerful. You know, in the background, you're actually processing the question, you're processing, okay, I don't really know this, I need to get help on this, da da da. And so you actually save your time.
Yeah, you're already thinking about it. You know, in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely like start early and, you know, listen in class.
Like, I like what Ella says about saving time by listening in class, because I remember even when we'd have videos of almost every class that we did, like the teacher inference classes. But one thing I rarely did was going back to watch videos. I'd be like, I'd rather just go through these in class one time, and I won't have to go back and rewatch videos.
Yeah.
So for me also, like, I'd learned some facts about time management and productivity from some readings that I'd done before. So like, there's this awesome course by Barbara Oakley, one of the most watched courses on Coursera, called Learning How to Learn. It has some really nice tips on learning. And also one book that I read that really helped. Like, if you ever noticed, I used to have a scheduled nap time at school after lunch. Like, I'd always go and nap for 20 minutes after lunch. So some of these things I learned from some books, like a book called The Scientific Secrets of Timing by Daniel Pink, where you have to learn your body. So, you know, like for me, mm-hmm. I work in the morning, then around after lunch, I usually have a slump, so I won't really be doing much. Then I get back in the mm-hmm. afternoon. So learning that cycle really helps you to know when you're most productive and not to push yourself when you're not productive. When you're trying to read and you're falling asleep, that means you should be sleeping then. So knowing yourself in such a way. Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys! I wish I had a conversation before grad school. I don't know, but for like I'm very humble in this regard. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I feel like grad school was a discovery path for me. In terms of, for a lot of people, they probably like, Lorimeta, I know, is a reader. Lorimeta is the one who's always reading. He's always tweeting about stuff that I don't know. And most times he tweets about something and I look at him, I'm like, what's this again? Or like, he's talking about one course and one newsletter you should subscribe to. And I just wish that I had this conversation, because for me, it was kind of like the opposite. It was in CME, I was learning a lot about myself in terms of, why do I always sleep in Makshari's class? First of all, I thought it was Makshari. And then I was like, oh, maybe this data thing is really not for me. But then I realized that Akem was almost always sleeping. No. Akem is my guy. So yeah, he's going to listen to this. So the point I'm trying to make is, I realized that there's certain people who in class, no matter how full their plate was, like at lunch, they're never going to sleep in class. But then there are the same people who would like sleep at a Vernon's class in the morning. You see what I'm saying? So I think it was very important for me to understand, you know, my learning, my body, you know, and yeah, that bit I didn't get until much later. But anyways, I'm glad that I survived. And now I think that I know better to be better in life. So thank you for sharing that. But it doesn't mean that I didn't have like any time management skills. I think that one thing that I learned, I don't know who I picked it up from, was also having like a to-do list. Essentially, every morning that I wake up, you know, there's assignments that you carry over to the next day. So whenever I get an assignment, the first thing I used to do was to go print. I wasn't doing that in the first semester, but I think I started doing it in the second semester. It made a lot of sense, because even when I'm not planning to work on the assignment, my mind is thinking on it, you see? So my mind is thinking on it even when I'm doing other things, because I already have looked at the questions. I've looked through it. Yeah. And so I would divide it in my head and I would be like, okay, so today I'm doing like section one of assignment one. And man, it just made my second semester like so much more easier than my first. Another time management hack for me was understanding myself in terms of how I relate to food. I know that, like, no, honestly, like I realize that if I don't have like breakfast or I don't eat well through the day, it slows down my time. So it just makes sense for you to prioritize that. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, I don't have time to eat, but if I eat, then my time is being spent better. But if I'm like, oh, I don't have time to eat, then I get to spend my time in a worse manner. You see what I mean? So yeah, my relationship with food and definitely the to-do list. Okay, so moving on, how did the pandemic lockdown, the study from home system, how did it affect your productivity? Because I know, was it in the second semester? Or first, no, it was the first semester of the second year, right? When COVID struck and it was in the middle of semester and we all had to like work from home, how did that affect your productivity? Did it help you get better? Was it worse, or was it worse and then better?
For me, I'd say the pandemic kind of opened up more time. I think the time that we'd use commuting, the time that we'd use gathering at the lounge for the breakfast sessions, like there was a lot of time that was not being used effectively. So the pandemic kind of opened up where you'd find that you have so much time. If you wake up at 7, there's so much you can do. But it was kind of a two-edged sword, like the way I'm saying the time spent at the lounge. It was time that maybe you were not using learning, but it was incredible time spent bonding with people, and losing that was took a toll on me, I can say, and I'm sure on everyone else at some point.
Yeah.
Where the pandemic reached you, you just have cabin fever, you feel depressed all the time. Okay, you're with your housemates, maybe two or three housemates, but those are the only people you've seen in months. Really took a toll on our psychology. So as much as time opened up, but I think it was a greater loss than a benefit, losing that social aspect of our life at CMU.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was really hard on my emotions, like at first, you know. I think I'm an emotional, like extremely emotional person. So it's important for me to, for my emotions to be in check, for me to be able to like be as productive as I want to be.
Yeah.
So like that was like one of the ways the pandemic really affected me. But at the same time, I think it made me more self-guided, because it looks like the world has stopped, but then you still have assignments to submit and you still have to graduate. So it's kind of like, you know, you have to, oh God, it was such a dicey situation. But yeah, I guess it made me more self-guided and taught me to make the best of like the situation that I was in. So I guess I became closer to my housemates. I mean, Uzi was one of my housemates, and just like playing and having fun with them, like in the way that I could in that time. And I guess this is when like my to-do list was like so much more important in helping me become more productive. So yeah, I mean, the pandemic like affected my productivity at first, but when I was able to get my emotions in check, that's why, like, in order to be as productive and effective as you want to be in grad school, family is important. Your support system is so important. Like, even if you don't have a significant other, you know, not everybody we have.
That's about that. Okay. Yes. Ella,
I'm not here for you. It's fine. Your friends are still there. Your housemates are there, you know, your parents. Some of us have left our parents behind for whatever reason. I don't know why, but please, this is for somebody. Go back to your father and your mother. Make them your friend. You know, anybody that you have that can be support for you, you know, make use of that system and let them support you so that you can be as productive and effective in the work that you do. So, yes, that's my take on this.
Wow. I think like Lerometa said, I don't know if I would classify my own as depression. I don't think I was depressed, but I kind of get my energy from people somewhat, you know, like when I'm in like a school gathering, I feel super energetic. And when I'm like alone, I get to do stuff, but I have to motivate myself to get up to my natural disposition, you see. So the lockdown affected me, and first of all, it didn't make sense, because like now you have more time, you're not going to school, all that time you spend commuting, all the time you spend catching up in the lounge, all those times, you now he's been recovered. But still, I had to, I don't know how to explain it, make effort to keep myself motivated, because I wasn't around as many people. I was fortunately living in a large house. I think, how many were we? Six? We were six of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like if Ella is busy, Sammy will be there to bounce. If Sammy is busy, there will be Tonya. If Tonya is busy, Abri should be there. But like at the end of the day, I think that what that did for me was I learned my body. I was not forced to understand the cycle of my day, the cycle of my body without external influence, you see? And that kind of helped me to be productive. It affected my productivity in the beginning, but once I got the hang of it, man, it was the best thing that happened to me this year, honestly. Because my CGPA started to, you know, rise and recover from the first hit that first semester and second semester. So yeah. So before we move to the best and worst moments, and as we round up, I'd like for us to, you know, I don't know, summarizingly just talk about like tips for people who are studying from home now. So I mean, I know that we've learned so much, you know, during this period. So what would you say to like people that are still in school, grad school, maybe uni, maybe even high school, or I don't know, PhD, whatever level, or are working from home, people that are working or studying from home, what tips would you say helped you and do you think like would be relevant for them? So maybe I would start and then we'd go down that way. So first thing that I would say is having like a work space set up. You know, initially it was just me just waking up and then being on my bed. Mm-hmm. But like having a workspace set up for me was as simple as having a desk and a table by my bedside, where when it's time to work, I just move there. And it just gave me like a mindset of, oh, you're working, you see. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing was like, I don't know how this might work for everybody, or if you live in the West. I hear that people don't take their baths as often in the West. But like for me, like for me, taking my bath in the morning, brushing, having like my breakfast, just gives me a mind. It wakens my body up. It wakens my body up. And sometimes I get to like dress like as if I'm going out, just to psych myself into that work mode. And another tip I would say, or the last one I would say, is I had like several, or you can have like several nap times during the day or break times during the day. So for instance, because you're working at home, there's no lecturer standing in front of you, it's very easy to pick up your phone while a class is going on. And like Ella said, that's like lost time because you're not listening in class. And what that means is that you're going to go watch that video again and spend the time that you could have saved by listening in class. So what I did was to have, I had like cycles. So I would do 1 hour work time and 10 minutes break time. So 1 hour work time is work time, whether I'm in class or I'm watching a video or I'm doing my assignment or whatever it is. And I do not like touch my phone. I do not open Twitter. I do not do anything social media. I actually have a timer counting down for me while I'm working. And every time I'm tempted to like just pick up my phone, I look at my timer. And then I have a 10 minutes break where I'm actually not allowed to indulge, pick up my phone, go grab something to eat, talk to someone. And then I go back into my 1 hour. I realized that I could achieve so much because there's so much time that I was, you know, wasting on social media and all of that. So yeah, so over to you, Ella or Lorimeta, tips for like studying from home or working from home.
Yeah, I think for me, what has helped me like so much is being self-guided. So having my own goals, you know, like you have to have goals and be able to focus on those goals, you know, so write them down. Like writing things down is so, so powerful so that you can, it actually increases your chance of, you know, following through with those goals. And like, especially when you're like working alone, you can begin to feel like alone, and then you read it, you watch a lot of social media, things going on there, and it's easy for you to just like take what people are doing, because some people will be saying, wow, I did this and this and this during lockdown, and it's easy to now want to do those things and forget that you are different from that person. So as much as possible, be self-guided, set your own goals and follow those goals. If you're in grad school, CMU, I'm sure you know this more than anything. Like, if you're not careful, today you do vulnerability assessment, tomorrow you do games and entrepreneurship, next semester you do cloud computing, you're just here there and everywhere. You know, you don't want to be that. You don't want to be that kind of person. So be self-guided as much as possible. Carve your own goals. If it's 5 things that you want to do this semester, let it be that you follow through, break those down into smaller goals, and every week, every day, be working towards that and achieve them eventually. So yeah, I think that would be my, like, be self-guided. Focus. Focus on you and focus on your own goals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very key. Thank you, Ella. Lorimeta, how about you?
Okay, so what I'd say about especially productivity, if you went and did a Google search on productivity, there's so much that you'll see out there. Things like how Elon Musk only sleeps for 3 hours in a day.
I'm so sorry.
Of a billionaire. Yeah, so the best thing is to learn yourself. We are all different. So as much as like what I've said, what Ella said, what Ozzy has said, that's what worked for us. And it's all nuanced. And so the best thing is for everyone to learn what works for them. So you can kind of do your research or explore things and get a routine that works for you, get a schedule that works for you. Don't really try to fit yourself into someone else's shoes and try and walk their path. If you find something that works for you, that would be really great. So because you won't be struggling, and like other people will even be thinking that it's quite easy for you, but it's only because
Wow. Wisdom. Okay, so we're wrapping up. So do you want to just share briefly your best moments and your worst moments You can just do it together. Your best moments are
at worst CMU or
at CMU.
Ooh, my best moments definitely like the friends I had and just like going out with my friends, to be honest. This doesn't have anything to do with like work or school. I guess it just shows that like balance is important. Like in the end, what do you remember? You remember relationships and friendships. You don't remember when you were sweating the exam hall, you know, but I mean, just that balance is, you know, key. But then, yeah, I really love the relationships and friendships that I built at CMU. And I guess coming out and knowing more about myself and being more confident, I think that that's something that, you know, CMU gave me that I'm happy about. Yeah.
Wow. How about your worst moments? Were there any?
Live life without regrets. I don't have any that I remember. I think my worst moments were growth moments. So looking back now, I'm happy they happened. So I wouldn't classify them as worst moments. Yeah. So I think I'm good there.
Nice. How about you, Larameta?
For me also, the best moments, I think it's kind of similar. The fun times that we had. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of fun times, especially in the first semester before COVID came and messed everything up. We used to have so many fun events at campus, outside campus, in Kigali. I'd hope to be back there. So it was really incredible getting to enjoy Kigali with new people, making new friends. Yeah. Very diverse people. Mm-hmm. So it was really great moments, like the events we'd have, like the potluck we had, I think, at the end of the first semester, where you just are having fun with everyone outside the pressure of class. It was really incredible. A low moment, I'd say, unlike Ella, I have a low moment. Spring semester, like it just went down badly. First, it was cut by COVID. Then there was so much pressure. I remember, Ozzy, we were in the NLP class where.
Oh, I'm sorry, I left you guys.
You left. I left.
Oh my God, you left as well.
I left like 2 weeks after you. So the part that I had to make that decision to leave, I really felt bad because for me, I had a plan right from the inception of. At CMU, like I'll do 54 units in spring, and this was one course that I wanted to do, but it reached a point where it just was not working out. And by the time you're reaching a point where you're saying, okay, this course is not for me, you feel like it's a real big hit by the time you're deciding to let it go. So I still remember that as it was not a very good time for me that at that moment.
Like you just took me down memory lane as well, because I mean, me, I had many best moments, from the Toastmaster speeches to the times that we went out to I don't know, it was just fun. Like in person was just so much fun because every day was fun. It's either like someone is banting on the WhatsApp group and then you're wondering why. Anyways, let me not go into that. Or there's someone who comes to speak during lunch. It was just always one thing or the other in school. That was really cool. And I think it was, my best moments was mostly about the people. But yeah, I could resonate. I had like several lows on like both of you. Ella doesn't really have one that she could like, I mean, like she said, growth moments, and Larameta is pointed to one, but me, I had like several. But anyways, I was also just pinning mine to that spring semester. You know, the thing that makes it very hard when you want to drop a course is the fact that you start to calculate all the time that you spent already. So it's really sad because you're like, I've spent so much. I've already turned in. As at the time you left Larameta, how many assignments were left? Was it two?
Yeah, there were two and the project.
Oh yeah, two and the project, yeah. And for me, it was, I think it was also two and the project, but one of the assignments, like I was almost done, but then I wasn't sleeping well because every time that I slept, I was dreaming of NLP. Like this is like a real life story. And I realized that when I'm awake, I can't do NLP because I had other things that I wanted to do. So I had limited time to do NLP. And so my mind was carrying the excess work into my sleep and it was just a whole mess. So I had to send a very emotional mail to the professor, like I'm sure the man is like, oh, yo, you don't have to explain, but it's okay. It happens all the time. But yeah, that was also because I had put in so much work and now I wasn't going to get any credit for it. But well, I guess maybe later in life we'll do something around that. Okay. So, you wanted to say something?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, conclusively, do you think CME was worth it? I mean, like...
Ooh, for sure. In a heartbeat, I would do it again, to be very honest. Like, it brought out so many good things in me and helped me grow in so many ways. Like, I would do it again, over and over again. Yeah. And, I mean, it's also, like, contributed to, like, my career growth. So, like, the role that I have coming up, I have it because I went to CMU, you know.
She didn't want to talk about it, so I'm like, I'm not going to
It's okay. But, yeah, I'm super excited about that and super grateful to,
Yeah, so Larimeta, do you think CME was worth it? Living the fun life in Nairobi, all your friends, your family?
Yeah. It was definitely worth it. I feel like, just as Ella said, a very big part of CMU is the growth that you have. Even looking back, other than academics, I feel like the personal growth that you experience when you go to CMU is even greater than what you learn in class. Mm-hmm. You come out a different person, the way you think, the way you act. Even people tell you that you are different, and in most cases, it's different in a better way. So it's something that's going to really take you far for the rest of your life. So as much as it was hard living all that for some days, and it was worth it. It was a great experience, and CMU was fun for me. It was very, very much fun, and I'd do it again too.
Oh my God. I wish like the students that are coming in can listen to this, because man, you know, at some point you start to ask yourself, especially if you're funding yourself, it gets difficult. You start to ask, is it really worth it? But I think, you know, it's not even so much about the certificate. The diploma is cool, but I'm just really excited about the woman I've become in the last 2 years, you know, in terms of like building resilience, in terms of confidence. I remember the first day I was in CMU, the first day I was in the building and I was asked to introduce myself. We had this MCF scholars meeting. I couldn't talk. Like, can you imagine? Like, the same me now. I literally could not explain myself. All that I had to do was, oh, my name is Ozioma, I'm from Nigeria, lovely to be here. That's essentially all I had to do. So everybody was supposed to like come up to the front of the group of, I think we're like 30 in that room. And I got there and I started stammering. I'm like, Sandra, sorry, just give me a minute. And everybody's looking at me like, oh, sorry. It was really embarrassing, but I left that podium or that stage or in front of that class with a decision. Like, you know, by the end of orientation, I decided that one of the things that I was going to work hard, you know, towards was being able to express myself, because I know I have it. But for some reason, I was just really scared of people. And, you know, even if that's all, man, that CME gave me, it's just so much growth, so much the network. I mean, I never knew someone from Kenya before now, like ever. I just used to watch them on TV and I'm like, oh, they sound cool. What's this Ugali thing they talk about anyways? And then now knowing people like from across board. So yeah, it is very much worth it. And yes, I'll do it again. Any final words for the new guys? I've been seeing like so many pictures online. Really cool people, you know, everybody talking about how they want to change Africa. It's really, really inspiring. Do you have any final words for them as they come into CMU? Or anybody going to grad school, actually?
Yeah, I mean, like, know yourself. Know what you want to get out of the program. Some people going in, they want to do PhDs after. Some people want, like, to level up in their career. Whatever your goal is, some people just want to, you know, they want time to pass, you know. So, like, know yourself. Whatever you want to get out of graduate school, like, make that your focus. Like, if you enter not knowing what you want, you will just be all over the place. And you don't want that. That's 2 years or 1.5 years of your life. Like, make the best out of it. That summer before you go, which is, like, this time for people that are, you know, going in July, know what you want out of the program, you know, and pursue that. pursue that during the program and focus on that. Yeah.
Well, wise words. Larmita?
Wise words from Ella, as usual.
Oh, gosh.
As usual.
So, for me, I'd just say to have an open mind, like grad school for me, so much that I don't think I'd ever have experienced if I didn't go to grad school. So if you have the privilege to go, especially to a community like CME, where you're interacting with so many different people, just keep your mind open, absorb from all these different resources that you have, and have fun at it.
Wow, wise words, man. I think you guys have said it all. Have fun, know why you are here. If you don't know why you're here, you end up doing deep learning. From there, you end up in a ICS relationship. And then the next thing, you're finding yourself in cybersecurity and you're just all over the place. So kind of know what you want. And when you say know what you want, it's not just in terms of, oh, I want to be a data scientist that will disrupt the world. It's also setting goals. So you know how they assign us to mentees? They assigned me to like some mentees from last year. And one of the things I told them was, define goals for yourself, but not just in terms of school. So for me, one of the things that I wanted was to be a better speaker. And I don't know how, but I'm just so incredibly proud of the progress I've made in that regard. For you, it might be that you want to pick up, I don't know, have your English be better, or you want to be more confident, or you want to get an internship somewhere. That can be a goal. And then you actively, you know, the power of focus, actively pursue it. And focus on it much more than just doing anything and not having any goal. Okay, so we have come to the end of this session. It's been a beautiful conversation. I'm so honored to have you guys here. Thank you so much, Larmita, all the way from Nairobi, and Ella, all the way from Lagos. I miss doing like assignments with Larmita, because like, man, he was always just ahead. I don't know, he and then the rest of us would just be catching up, you know. At a point I actually took it as a challenge, man. Why would Larmita always finish his assignment before me? Does he have to wait? Like my mommy will ask. And you know, Ella, I really miss your presence in the house and also like in school. Anyways, before I get mushy, I think we will just wrap it up here. Thank you so much, guys, for coming, and I wish you all the best, and definitely we'll be staying in touch.
So yeah, thank you.
It has been great. And you guys are welcome to Nairobi.
Yes, definitely planning a trip over there. Oh gosh, I need to go over. Okay, so bye, guys.
Okay, bye.